Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Thank you for checking out She Gets It Pod, okay? This is a bonus. Do not be alarmed, but be thankful, be grateful. I do apologize for y'all getting the wrong post, but I'm fixing it now. First of all, my apologies to the 8 people who had to listen to the book club episode from a while ago. So what I like to do with these podcasts, because there's so many of them, 6, I like to record them in advance, and I think I recorded a bunch of podcasts in bulk in advance, and I accidentally copied and pasted the wrong one. And because it's been sitting there since January when I recorded that episode, I didn't know to fix it. And what I usually do is try to post at midnight. That way I can listen to make sure it's the same show that I wanted to post. But I posted this one at like 12:30 and I fell asleep, so I didn't catch it. So my apologies. I'm going to have to do this one off the cuff. Verbiage that number 3 would use. So I'm going to have to do this one straight off the dome. Y'all want some head today? All right. That's what y'all going to get. So yeah, I'm going to do this episode while I'm driving to the job, and hopefully y'all appreciate it and enjoy. This episode was titled, You Can't Feed Me. And basically, I was talking about how I can't find interest in every man because every man is not interesting to me. I'm the type of person where I like people in general that are great at something, can teach me something, have a purpose, and they know their purpose, and they know what their talent is, right? So I'm a person who is usually attracted to creative people or people who are hardworking. People who have a great mindset, people who are full of wisdom, people who can teach me something. Like, that is a great attraction for me. I get bored very easily. It's rare that I ever want to talk to or be around a man that does not read. Okay? So, that's just me. And so a lot of times when people be like, oh, you should talk to them because of this, or you should talk to them because they're single and you're single, or you should be with this person, or I don't understand why you and this person didn't work out. People don't work out in relationships for certain reasons, and it's not always because they didn't pique your interest, but for me, that's how you're going to get me and keep me. Is by being interesting, by being authentic, by being genuine, and by knowing yourself just as much as I know myself, and we can teach each other different things. So when I say you can't feed me, it's more so saying your mindset is not even there to be able to keep me long term. I can know from talking to someone in certain discussions about certain topics if they're going to be a short term interest or not, because your mindset hasn't leveled up. And when people can tell that about another person, it's not because they think that they're better than, it's because they know what they need to be fed in that area. Romantically, I know what I need from a romantic partner. Mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. And if you are in your mid-30s and you don't know that shit, then you are not doing your self-work, because that's a big part about it, is knowing what the hell you need. There's no doctor that you're going to go to for your love life, or who's going to find you a great partner, unless you're doing that whole matchmaker shit, which I would never do, because that's how you end up with somebody who's a little ticky-ticky and good at hiding it. But that's what I was talking about this episode. You can't feed me, okay? And you could be a great person and not able to feed a person that you also like mentally, but in all other areas you're great at, and vice versa. And that's what I'm talking about, okay? That's what today's episode was supposed to be, and it didn't post. So I apologize. I'm correcting it now. Bear with me while I get to this job. Where is this person running to in a coat? Always be wary of when it's warm outside and somebody has on a bubble coat. It's dangerous, okay? Ooh. Okay, I'm coming. I also don't want to make people think that, oh, once you know what you need from someone, it's easier. No, it's harder. It's harder once your filter of what you need romantically is where it needs to be, because everyone is not going to fulfill that. Or you might go out, look good, smell good. Your focus is, maybe I'll find someone today or tonight that I may want to talk to. Maybe, you know, might be somebody in here that might pique my interest. You might go out, have a great time, and nobody piques your interest because they're just that surfacey. Like, surface people are people who can only maintain. So what do you do? Okay. WYD text you. Okay. Hey. Okay. Good morning. Okay. Like, ew! Like, what else is in your brain? What else is in there? Because I can only good morning for so long before I'm bored. I can only accept WYD text for so long before, like, I don't want to know what you're doing, because you're never doing anything interesting. Like, I've talked to men that I think are interesting and haven't fucked for hours, okay? And I say that to say there are interesting men, and there are men who don't know what the fuck to say but always want somebody's number. And that's why I'm so against giving my number to people, even though now, thank God, you can block people off of your phone so they don't call you. Sometimes you gotta be aware that they might call you from a different number. So on my phone, on my lovely iPhone, if your number is not saved in my phone, you're going straight to voicemail. If you don't leave a voicemail or text me to let me know who the fuck you are, I'm never calling you, okay? That's just how it works. That's how it works for jobs. That's how it works for different opportunities people call me up for that are not saved in my phone. If I did not give you my number, knowing it's you, wrap that shit the fuck up. So you're not coming through these bars. You're not going to be able to contact me like that. I rarely answer DMs of romantic interest because what am I about to do with this? Okay? If you are not in my state, I really don't want to talk to you because that long distance shit is not for me. That long distance shit is just like probably some shit that other people do because they can do it. I know off of trying that shit 2 times, I don't like that. So off tops, if that's it, that's already on a con list for me, is you not even being in the same state. Because I feel like, yes, absence makes the heart grow fonder for me, yes, but that's too much absence, you being in another state. I need you to be at least 30 to 45 minutes away from me, okay? And if you are not 30 or 45 minutes away from me, this is not going to work because what are we doing, okay? What are we doing? What are we doing? And so that's my thing. Like, some people will never get the chance to be on that level with me because of distance. Okay? Sorry, my blinker's on. Waiting for this light. Some people will never be able to be at that level with me because they just don't know how to talk. And it's not, you don't know how to talk to women. You don't know how to hold a discussion. You don't know how to talk about something that's happening in the world without bringing your dick up. Okay? There's a lot of men that don't know how to talk to women without bringing their dick up or bringing up your titties or bringing up your punani in conversation. And it's giving very much, I'm still 13, and when I want to get the lotion and you know, stroke thyself, this is what I do. Like, grow the fuck up! Men who consistently get their needs met by women know how to carry a conversation where their dick is not first topic. Your titties is not first topic. Your pussy is not first topic. Okay? And I'm the type of person where it's not going to take how much you spent on me for me to like you. You can think you're going to spend gobs of money on me. That is not going to make me like you any more than I did before you spent the money. I have to be able to like you prior to you doing anything like that. Okay? There are some women out here who are willing to have fake, phony feelings for you because you have all the cars, because you drive this, because you live here, because your social circle is rich people, because other women want you, and so me having you will do something for my personal ego. There are also men like that. There are men that don't even like the women that they're with, but they know being with the woman that they're with is going to make other men feel a way about them, like they're untouchable or they're superior. And that shit is so stupid to me. If I don't like you as a person, I don't want to be with you. And I don't understand why people feel like that's something they should be able to do, is be with a person for some temporary gratification of being hated by others and being wanted by others. That's so dumb to me. Like, grow up. So mentally, the way that I connect with people is if mentally you're attractive. I like how you think. I like how you learn. I like the knowledge that you have. I like your goals, your plans. I like how you treat people in your life. I like the way you empathize with people you don't know, people you do know. You know what I'm saying? I like your everyday structure. It makes sense. I like the fact that you work and you also do something personally for yourself that's your a part of your purpose. You know what I'm saying? I like how you know when you need a rest. I like how you know where you don't have to be up out in the mix all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm a homebody, okay? I like being home, and a big thing with me is if we're cool and you're my friend or we're together, yeah, you could come over. We can chill, we can do whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'll cook, you cook, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But this whole idea that a date means you have to go out with me all the time, and it has to be a better restaurant than the last time, and you got to spend this guava money, and if he doesn't spend this guava money, he doesn't like you. That's a fucking lie. That's a lie. And that's a lie society tries to bring up. If I don't like you in your mind first, we're not fucking. Okay? So get that out your mind off top. It's not happening. I don't want to screw you if I don't like how you think. If you can't hold a conversation with me, why would I want to have you come see me? Come see me for what? You know what I'm saying? To me, if I don't like a man's mindset, me fucking you is doing nothing for me. You're going to get off. You know what I'm saying? You're going to enjoy this session. I'm not going to enjoy this session because you're a dead end in my mind. So I'm already not interested. You know what I'm saying? That's not about to get me off. You know what I'm saying? You always got to watch these people because I got PTSD. I don't trust people with their blinkers on waiting for me to pass through so they could turn. People in Atlanta will turn right in front of you knowing damn well you have not stopped. It's crazy to me, but anyway, like you screwing somebody that you don't like, you're not doing yourself a favor. You're doing them a favor. You're basically giving yourself away. You know what I'm saying? And I wish people would understand that. If you don't like somebody, stop allowing them in your space. If you're not attracted to someone and you don't see them, you know, as anything more than just some peen or some vajayjay, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm the type of person also where I don't want you to spend your money on me. I don't want you to take time out of your day to come see me or come take me out if I don't like you like that. I'm never going to make a man like me more than I like him and take me out all the time or spend money on me. Or pay my bills, sir. Find something else to do with your money. I'm not that girl, okay? The man that I'm going to allow to take care of me is a man that I want in many ways than one, okay? And I've never been that roster keeper. I already told y'all that. So mentally, you can't feed me, so you cannot have me in that way that you think. I've tried screwing a man that I had no like mindset interest in, and that was the emptiest fuck I've ever had. Emptiest. Like, I couldn't find any reason within myself on why I was fucking this person. Did they look good? Yes. You know what I'm saying? Could they take care of themselves? Yes. Did they have their own place? Yes. Could they lift me up? Yes, I did appreciate that part. You know what I'm saying? Was the strokes on point? That was cool. But mentally, sir, I don't even want to know your middle name. You know how crazy it is to fuck somebody that you don't even want to know their middle name? So I did it to see if I could do it. And that's when I also peeped what a flex it is to be a man and go to someone's place and leave right after. Oh my God! Women, we have been losing out here, not experiencing going to a man's place, fucking the shit out of this man, right? And showering, getting dressed, and going to work and acting like that morning never happened. When I tell you I enjoyed that shit, I enjoyed that shit. But you also get to a point where you want more. And yeah, I am at the point where I want more than just fucking somebody. If it really came down to the fact that I just want somebody to screw on, I will have multiple people that I could do that with. But I've never been a multiple people kind of girl. Okay? There is no man that I'm just like, I hope he free today. I hope he can come over today. I'm trying to do this with him. Nobody, because in my mind, there is nobody that's mentally attractive.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
That's connected with me. There's no attractive person in my mind that's within 45 minutes of me seeing them or rearranging some shit to be able to go to them to do that with. And I don't know, like, how people be seeing somebody in a club or a restaurant tonight, going to their place and fucking them and then never seeing them again. Like, that shit is, that's weird to me. You don't know what type of energy that person is transferring to you. You don't know what you're walking into. You know what I'm saying? That's weird to me. Like, I can't do it. I gotta know a little bit about you. This has to be something that we do over a period of time. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times I feel like my kids' dads really, they scored by having me as their kid's mom because I'm not that woman. Like, they know, like, I'm not about to have no random man up in my house. They know that I'm not about to be on a date with some random person that might harm me or harm my children. So they never have to worry about that. Like, they have that freedom to not have to worry about that with me. And I hate that they have that, because I feel like they don't deserve who I am as a mom. You know what I'm saying? They don't deserve who I am as a woman. I feel like the man that deserves who I am as a woman has to be my husband. Like, a husband deserves the empathy and the care that I take out when it comes to certain shit. And where is he? Where is that man? Because I'm tired, okay? You know how many restaurants I pass that I want to go eat at? But if you would like to support my mental capacity for the things I be doing in my day, please subscribe to this podcast. Please share this podcast. Please review this goddamn podcast. And you can take your butt over there to She Gets It Shop and purchase some merch. It's a t-shirt on there that you're going to like. It's a mug on there that you're going to love. And there's a hoodie on there that you're going to keep warm with, okay? Support, support, support. And if you are not following me on @ShambiePodden on Twitter,
TikTok or IG, what are you doing? What are you doing? I appreciate you though. I'm going to get back into this show because my Wednesday is Monday-ing like a motherfucker.
Go eat at that shit with my man. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't got that yet. I'm still. And now I'll say also this. I don't go out to where men be at because there's certain shit that you gotta do in those areas that I don't do in public. Like, I'm not trying to be in no cigar lounge smelling like cigars. I hate that shit. I'm not trying to be in no bar buying drinks because I don't drink in public like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a at home, bring a bottle to the house girl, okay? And it's not every time you come through, bring a bottle, but I probably drink twice a year. I'm not really big on alcohol. I don't have a favorite drink. I have a drink I like. You know what I'm saying? But that, pour me this. Let me get a, I don't have a drink, sorry. And so I be feeling like an oddball being in places where people my age that are single are usually at because I don't do the shit that they do. Like, I'm good on like good music, a lounge, you know, just good conversation. That, like, that's cool, but usually people want to drink, and usually after that, people want to go fuck, and sometimes the way that I am about my body and what I want to do makes people feel like, oh, you just stuck up, or you feel like you're better than, or what I got to do, take you on 12 dates before you. You ain't got to do shit. Like, just like single people see somebody and just like, oh, they're fuckable. I could see somebody and be like, they're fuckable too. But that fuck is going to benefit you more so than it's going to benefit me if I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that girl. I would rather go home, clean my house, take a shower, you know, get in my bed with my clean sheets and my blanket and put on a flick, rub one out and go to fuck to sleep rather than fuck on somebody I'm not mentally interested in or attracted to like that. And I wish people would be more picky and be honest and be like, yeah, most of the people that I screwed or spent time with, I ain't even like that. I just didn't want to be by myself, or I just had to scratch an itch. Like, what? So, yes, mentally, a lot of people can't feed me. Therefore, you won't ever be in a lane to feed me, Wayne. You won't ever be in a lane of taking me out on repeated dates. I will never call you up to do anything for me in that way because I'm not about to take advantage of no man liking me more than I would ever like him because I'm in need of something. I think that's selfish. I think that's dangerous behavior to do. And people are so inconsiderate. And people just need to be more aware. I had to honk that person so they reverse in my truck because why the fuck are you trying to cross on a red light, dummy? But yeah. So that's what You Can't Feed Me is about. It's about how you get off physically is not how I get off. I have to get off on you mentally first before you ever have me in any position of witness, okay? And when you're like that, I promise you your numbers will be low. I promise you the drama will be at a bare minimum. And you'll feel like you invested your time well. You know what I'm saying? You'll never feel like, damn, I wasted my time being with this person or being with that person, because you really took the time out to know them. You learned something, they learned something. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, that shit came to an end. And that's it. Another big thing with me is, yes, I'm busy. Yes, I have a lot of shit going on. I'm a mom. I'm a creative. I like to be home. I would rather make more money than to waste my time sitting at somebody's house that I don't want to be at. And when I'm trying to get to know you, consistency is a big thing with me. I don't want to have to wonder what we're doing. Just keep me updated on what we on, what's the goal, you know, what would you like to do, and just check in with me. There's a lot of people who think just because I care about them, they shouldn't have to do X, Y, and Z. They shouldn't have to do this. They shouldn't have to call in. If you're not consistent with me and you claiming that you want more from me, you're going to have to be more consistent. You're going to have to communicate. If you got some shit that's keeping you busy and you can't do that, you're going to have to tell me, hey, I got this going on. I'm not ignoring you, blah, 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 blah. I'll call you at this time. Or if you want more with me, if you ain't got 5 minutes in your day to call, text, FaceTime, shut the fuck up. You're lying. And I'm big on actions more than words. You can tell me whatever you want all day. That shit don't mean shit to me. Show me that it means shit. Show me your effort. Show me that you want to see me today. Show me that you want to hear from me today. And that's all it takes. A lot of people just asking for effort. And if you find yourself repeatedly asking for someone to show you their effort, they do not like you. They do not want you. What's coming out their mouth is bullshit. Help yourself by quickly getting over it. Like, get over that shit. So you can stop asking people stupid questions like, do they like me? They said this, but they never call. They said that, but every time you make plans, something comes up. They don't like you like that. You know what I'm saying? For me, I will respectfully let you know, hey, I haven't talked to you, blah, blah, blah. I don't like repeating myself. So if you don't want me to talk to you, it's cool. You can let me know. If you got some other shit going on, that's cool too. Just let me know. But what I'm not about to do is linger around for whenever it's convenient for you to talk to me. Because I don't have time for someone else's convenience and my inconvenience at the same time. It's going to have to be equal effort at the same time. And if you can't do that, then you can't do that. And that shit right there is why a lot of people don't work together. The way that somebody's communication is, where they are on and off or hot and cold, and you don't know what the fuck is going on, could be the reason why those two people that you thought was going to be great for each other did not work out. And me personally, I don't have no patience for grown men purposely doing shit I said I don't like or I'm not about to stick around for. So you doing it is telling me, don't stick around. I know you don't like this, but I'm going to keep doing it. What are you going to do? And that right there is where men are better people to leave people alone than women. Because there's a lot of women that will send thesis texts behind what they don't like that a man does repeatedly, and a man is only going to tell you one time or twice, and he's going to be done. And so when I find myself in my thoughts about, Chantal, why are you putting yourself in a position to have a conversation with this person when this person is consistently showing you that they don't give a fuck about what you're talking about? That's that self-discipline. That's that boundary shit that y'all have to learn with people. And the better your boundaries as you get older, the better your people, the better your circle. People only fuck with people that are willing to allow themselves to be fucked with by them. All right? So that's a part of teaching people how to treat you, is having limits and boundaries for people's shit. If you don't like how somebody is treating you, don't deal with them. If you don't like how someone is disrespecting you, don't deal with them. But the longer you stay there and you allow that shit, it just gets worse. So if you're not attracted to a person, stop being around them. Stop calling them. Stop dragging a relationship out that's not about to work. And stop fucking them. Stop fucking people that you don't like and you know deep down they don't like you. Y'all just don't know how to have discipline. You know what I'm saying? I would never want to just be fucking a man just to be fucking him because it's routine. How boring. You're going to have to switch it up with me. You're going to have to come with it. And all day is a foreplay method. Okay? From the morning you wake up, what you say, what you do, how you show affection, how you check in, the discussions you have, that's all foreplay. Foreplay is verbal. Foreplay is mental. Foreplay can be financial. Foreplay can be your empathy. Foreplay could be your consideration. Foreplay can be how you make me laugh. I love men that can make me laugh genuinely, not you coming out your ass with a corny joke. Like, all of that is foreplay. Most women, sex game is off with you because you ain't doing none of that shit. You're not investing mentally. You're not investing emotionally. But when you come through and she makes time for you, you expect that pussy to be on point for you. Why? What is this entitlement for good pussy from somebody you're not investing in? And when I say investing in, I'm not talking about monetary. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about bags. I'm not talking about paying her rent. Because if you're fucking because a man is paying your rent, you're a whore. You're an escort. You know what I'm saying? Who is your queen pet? You know what I'm saying? What? You're prostituting because you don't want to pay your rent? No. Okay? But yeah. Most people can't feed me. That's why I don't fuck with them. Most people can't feed me. That's why our friendship will only be so limited. Most people can't feed me. That's why romantically, this shit will never work. You got to be with people who pique your interest, who elevate you. And I'm the type of person that I can't be with no man who's not doing more than just going to work. Life is more than just going to work and paying bills. What else do you want to do with your life? What else are you doing with your life? You know what I'm saying? What do you want to do for fun? What do you do when you want to relax? Where do you want to travel to? I have yet to go on a trip with a man that I'm interested in, which I would love to do. But I'm not doing that with no man. I'm just fucking. That's wild to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want memories with somebody I'm just fucking. Why are you here? I got other shit to do. But that's just me, though. And that's why you can't feed me. That's why I'm probably not calling you back. That's why maybe at one time I was interested and now I'm not. You ain't been making no The
She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
I'm not talking financial. Okay? I'm a reciprocating woman. Okay? I give, you give. That's how this works. And if you're not, then that's cool too. I don't hate you. You know what I'm saying? You still who you are when you came here. You just can't stick around. But again, I apologize, y'all, for giving y'all the wrong episode. I got my laptop with me. Where the laptop at? Where the laptop at? So, that lady had a funky ass attitude when she gave me my my coffee today, and I didn't like it. And she was trying to put espresso in my shit. Does it look like I'm a type of person that need espresso in that shit? I don't need no damn goddamn espresso shot. I'm geeked out of this. I'm geeked up naturally. But anyway, I apologize for giving y'all the wrong episode. Hopefully this post as a bonus. And it's pretty long too. Now I'm about to listen to music while I ride to work. Appreciate ya. Bye.
Just to make a Wednesday feel like a motherfucking Monday, did you know that I drove all the way to fucking work where I didn't want to be in the first place without my laptop for work? Therefore, I could not clock in. And I had to drive my ass 45 minutes all the way back to my house. What a waste of a nipple pad, okay? Because I didn't want to put on my